It is Thought Leader Thursday, and we're happy to have back with us John Horton, a vice president and senior lending manager at Associated Bank, in our conversation this morning. John, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me back.
Well, we're glad to have you back. It's been a while since we saw you, but we're happy to see you nonetheless.
It's been too long.
Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit of breaking news. The LIBOR, which is an index, I guess, that helps set ARM rates, could be going away. This is a story that's still developing, so we don't have a lot of details about it. But why should we be interested in this news?
I think what you might be interested in, ARMs are really popular for people that want a lower payment on a higher rate. And with the limited news that we have, they're actually saying that banks might be able to add, say, a tenth of a percentage point to the cost of a mortgage. It actually could cost consumers hundreds of dollars in the first year. They're saying it'd be unfair. There's still a lot to flesh out on this, but ARMs are pretty popular. I think they take up about 14% of all home buyers have adjustable rate mortgages.
Do you think it would come as a surprise to most consumers that an index overseas actually sets their ARM rate here in the U.S.?
You know, I think it would. You do have a lot of educated borrowers right now. Before they get into anything, they do a lot of research. I think people may realize what they're in, but they also feel comfortable what they're in. Mm-hmm. I think what might be the problem is if this takes effect at existing ARMs, which I think might be real difficult. Going forward, it may take effect on ARMs once you're due or new mortgages.
It seems like this is big enough that if this suddenly goes away, that something will come in to fill its void.
It could. I mean, you're looking right now, $1.33 trillion of mortgages outstanding are ARMs. So something pretty big is going to have to fill that void. Is it going to lead to banks getting to pick what they want? Probably not, because we're so highly regulated. It's going to have to be the CFPB or Fannie and Freddie, obviously going back to their guidelines as well.
Something I'm guessing banks would not be interested in trying to do themselves.
You don't want to hold that kind of paper. You know, you hold that much money on your books and something goes south, you're way overexposed in a situation like that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about home sales and mortgages, some of the other trends that we're seeing now, because I know this is your bread and butter. So home sales are down. Consumers apparently can't find homes. And if they did find them, they're probably willing to get a mortgage and buy, don't you think?
It is going well. The number of home sales was a 7.1 decline from a year ago in June. But all signs are really positive, believe it or not, on what we read and what we see on the internet. The unemployment is at a 14-year all-time low. Houses are on the market. There is an over-surplus. It's a good time to buy, but you also have to be a smart seller. You don't want to hold out for that highest bid because you may never get it. It can turn on a dime, just like it has month to month as we talk.
Then what are we to make then of all of the talk about the inventory not being where it should be and people actually being turned away from buying?
They really need to look at the market, because the sales declined last month in the Northeast, South, and West, but it increased in Chicago. So in certain pockets, certain neighborhoods, there is plenty of inventory. Other areas, it is pretty scarce, which is good if you're a realtor, if you're a mortgage lender, and if you're a buyer. You just have to be able to take your time and negotiate. You can't be in a rush.
The Midwest increase, if my memory of stats is holding true, was almost double digits, wasn't it? It was
correct.
Above 12 or
exactly
13.
Exactly right.
So that's a good deal for the Midwest. What's happening different here than in other parts of the country, do you think?
You know, I think it's one of those things where people either like the Midwest, believe it or not. It's one of those where there's more opportunity. Look at the condos in the city. You have more opportunity. The bungalows, the condos. I think you get more variety of houses in the Midwest than you do in different parts of the country.
Rates are still generally low, are they not, compared to history? Even though we've seen a couple of ticks up on the Fed interest rates?
There were some ticks. July led to a bigger tick, I think, than the previous few months. But the 30-year fixed rate has been at 4 or below in 10 of the last 11 weeks. And again, it's what you hear. You really need to pick up the phone. We talk about this all the time. Call Associated Bank. Call the lenders. Have a conversation. Don't believe what you read, because you'll scare yourself away. Kind of an interesting statistic that you don't hear very often is there was 1.5 million borrowers purchased a home last year with less than 10% down. And that goes back to your purchase. A lot of people are still in that mindset that unless I have 20% down, I cannot buy a house. 1.5 million people in July purchased a home with less than 10% down.
How?
You can do 5% down, you can do 10% down, FHA is 3% down, a veteran is 100% financing. All depends on the product, the price point, but it's just that conversation. 20% down is not a mandatory number to purchase a home.
The other thing, too, is that you sort of alluded to this. If a story appears in the newspaper or online, it could be almost outdated by the time you make that call to either your realtor or your mortgage guy. I mean, just as we're talking today about mortgage rates, what we're seeing on the paper and on screen is probably different than what is actually happening right now.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so much leading news. A lot of it is advertising. We had a lady call us the other day, and she had saw something on the internet about a special presidential down payment assistance program. If she would have clicked that link, it would have brought her to an advertisement from another bank. But she saw the headlines, wanted to know all about it. You really need to have, again, it's back to the basics, the conversation, the relationship with the banker, and just leading you in the right direction. And the realtor, and the appraiser, and the home inspector, and the attorney.
Mm-hmm. And the phone call, let's say to you, where would you guide us? How would you guide us?
I asked her, as far as the presidential down payment assistance program you're talking about. No, you really, it can't be a quick call. It's a relationship. You know, our team at Associated Bank and the mortgage group, it is not a file. It is not a loan. It's a customer. You know those people. You know their kids. You know their birthdays. You need to know what they want. What's their goal? They may want to buy a house, but the husband may know that he's going to be leaving in 5 years. Their kids may be going to college. You don't want a 30-year fixed. You can't quote a quick rate to get a quick deal. You got to take your time, learn what they want, and it might not even be a good time for them to buy. You may steer them in another direction. They might not be credit worthy to buy. You may need to work with them over the course of a year to fix their credit, to get them into a good product. So it really is just taking time, individual, see what you need, and don't be in a hurry.
And I'm kind of scared, though. If I were out making cold calls, I mean, how do I even begin that? Do I just give you a call, John, and say, hey?
Absolutely. Honesty is the best policy.
And that's the first step to making the relationship?
Right. It's like the sales guy is calling on realtors or builders. You know, we're going to do what's best for your customer. We might not have the best product for your buyer, but we'll direct them in the right way. That way you gain the trust of your center of influence. You keep that confidence of the customer, and it makes it look good for Associated Bank.
Trust is a hard thing to get and keep, but how do I know to trust you? I mean,
well,
you look,
Steve,
very trustworthy. I can
tell
just by looking.
That's all that matters. You know what? And again, with that internet that all the kids are talking about, you have Yelp. You can Google. If you're not going to be trustworthy, you're not going to give anybody your first and last name. You can find out anything about them. We've been more than glad to give clients, previous clients, names. If you'd like to do business with us, hey, you know what? Give Mr. and Mrs. Smith a call. Call the Johnstons. Let them know what a good job we did. And again, it goes back to your realtors. Realtors are not going to deal with an untrusting lender. Builders aren't going to. Attorneys aren't going to. So if you've been in it long enough and you're confident in your game, there's a lot of ways that you can gain that trust.
So let's talk a little bit about specific mortgage rates, since we mentioned that. Let's talk about the facts. What are we seeing in Chicago now on both the 30-year and some of the other arms?
You're seeing, and a lot of it depends on credit. So when people call for rates, it's really difficult to say, hey, our 30-year is this. It goes back to loan-to-value. It goes back to rates. But if you wanted just an off-the-sheet, you got good credit, your appraisal's good, 30-year is going to be right at 3.875 or 4%. Your ARM rates are going to be in the threes. Your 7-year ARM is going to be at 3.875. Your 5-year ARM, right about 3.375. Your 3-year ARM is probably 3.25. So you really, it's amazing how low they are, but because it's not bad news, you're not seeing it anywhere.
We heard the Federal Reserve might try to get rid of some of its balance sheet going forward, maybe even starting as early as September. And there's some, you know, suggestion that when they start doing that, we'll see interest rates go up on mortgages. Is that a danger with them trying to unload some of that off,
you know,
their balance sheet?
Back to the Fed increasing the rates, that's been a debate forever. The census among experts is split at the moment. So right now it's like a weatherman, partly cloudy, partly sunny. It's 50-50 whether they're going to do it or not. And you know, with future jobs data, ever-shifting geopolitics, everything, no matter what you turn on in the morning, is going to sway that. So it was supposed to, what was it, 4 times this year it was supposed to go?
Yeah. It's not looking like they'll do it again this year. Yeah.
Because they're also saying there could be a housing crisis. So they're looking at that, and raising the rates, knocking more people out of the ability to buy a home, is not going to help that housing crisis. That's a number that word is thrown around a lot,
right,
though.
Housing crisis is a scary phrase, too. And where'd you hear that at? Because now I'm scared.
You know, don't be scared. You're very easily scared, Steve.
You scare me when you come in.
Don't be scared. Well, they were talking about, if you roll everything together, the numbers came out last Friday were better than expected. Well, last Wednesday, they said if they're worse than expected, there's going to be more unemployment. Rates are going to go up. Housing is going to be tough. So now you got the housing crisis. What happened Friday? Numbers came out lower than expected. Unemployment is lower. Rates are lower. So from what they said Thursday to a week later, it's completely opposite.
All of what you're saying sounds good, and I have to tell you, when I look at the big board on Wall Street and see the markets every day almost setting a record, I feel confident. I feel like I could buy a house right now. Is that a false sense of security, though?
No. You know what? It's mental. It is all mental. If you feel like you can do it and you're lined up with the right people, you're going to be able to do it. And again, it might not be in 60 days. It might be in a year. But you get that sentiment. At Associated Bank right now, my Chicago team is having one of their best years ever. New construction is off the charts. Refinancing, minimal, but we're still doing them. And purchases are leading the game with the construction loans.
You referenced the internet that the kids are using.
Mm-hmm. I hear about it.
What other technology are you using and are you seeing out there that's helping us go smoothly through this process?
You do get a lot of the online banking. For instance, at Associated Bank, you can click on a lender's name and apply online. That'll direct it to that lender. That'll still have that conversation. It depends on the mindset. You do get some people that never want to talk to anybody, want to click a button, have the rates go down, do everything over the internet. I'm not a big fan of that, only because you're missing that relationship part of it. If something does go wrong, you can't pick up the phone. So that's where banks are going to have to differentiate themselves. A lot of banks aren't doing the online, get the lowest rate, send it to brokers. They're going to have to differentiate themselves with advertising, with products, and just back to the relationship part of it is key.
When speaking of technology, I've actually been looking at a car recently, so I'm doing something else besides mortgages, but I've had a lot of those little buttons pop up that say check your credit rating, mm-hmm. your credit score, see if you qualify for certain products. I'm sure the same holds true for mortgages.
It does.
When that happens, is it dinging my credit when I do that?
I tell you, I'm always afraid to check those boxes because you never know who's going to get it. You are entitled, everyone's entitled to one free credit report a year, mm-hmm. but you got to be careful when you Google that because God knows where you're going to end up. There's a soft hit on your credit report, a car. Shopping for a car is called a soft hit. I believe you can shop within a week and get seven hits. It'll only hit it once. Similar with a mortgage. Okay. If you're shopping around, it's not going to give you a hard hit after hard hit. It's going to ding it, so you got to be careful what else you're doing right. besides shopping for cars.
But on a mortgage standpoint, this is, again, why it's good to have somebody like you to sort of answer those questions so we don't have to keep pressing.
Well, it's true, because
whatever.
If it's on the internet, it's got to be right, right? So someone is on a wrong site and reads something incorrectly, and they follow that path, pick up the phone, man. We'll tell you if it's true or not. We're not gonna bite you. Just give us a call. Let us guide you in the right direction and buy a house.
Yeah. I'm always scared, though, when I press one of those buttons, it's going to take me to Nigeria or somewhere else.
Exactly, and then you just send them your Social Security right. number, and you'll be good to go.
John, it's good to see you, as always, and we'll see you again next month.
All right, buddy. Thanks, right. Steve.
John Horton is a Senior Vice President, Senior Lending Manager at Associated Bank. And remember, you can hear more of our thought leader conversations every Thursday right here on The Opening Bell. And you can find more of our past conversations on the WGNRadio.com Opening Bell page and also at AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership. Make sure you follow Associated Bank on Twitter, too, at Associated Biz.